Hello, and welcome back to Sit Podcast. My name is Maya. This is the podcast about living life spiritually. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Spirituality in Progress. I am Maya. It's nice to have you here today. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I recently did a one-on-one inner voice session with a facilitator who's learning from Jess Lively, who's now going by Bella Lively. And Bella does trainings for people to become inner voice facilitators so that they can walk people through a process of tapping into their inner selves, their inner wisdom. And as part of their training, people can apply to have free inner voice sessions with the trainees. So I did that, and I got this training with Brittany, is the woman who's guiding me through this. I'm going to leave all of her links and everything in the show notes, and you can find her and reach out to her if you want to. But this is the recording of that session, and it's a long one. The session itself was 2 hours, and the whole thing is pretty much just me in my inner voice the entire time, and Brittany is walking me through kind of the mental ego mind questions so that I don't have to worry about asking those, and I can just stay in a flow state, basically. So I wanted to put this out here just because I really love listening to channeled content, you know, whether it's inner voice or like Abraham Hicks, you know, like other dimensional beings or whatever it is. I've listened to a lot of Jess Lively's stuff in the past, her channeling, her inner voice, and her guests having, you know, their inner voice sessions with her. And it's always really resonated, but I've never done one on my own. So this is my very first one ever, my very first dive into my inner voice. So it's a little bit slow, and I'm still kind of figuring out how it goes. And you can hear that in certain moments, you know, maybe it's a little quiet or a little bit like awkward seeming. But I just wanted to share. Yeah. So it's a little vulnerable. I share some things, you know, some fears and insecurities and things like that throughout this, or rather my inner voice talks about them, you know, to my mind and to Brittany, and my inner voice's perspective on everything. There are lots of spaces that I cut out of the editing of this episode because, there's just long pauses, you know, the inner voice is like pretty slow and chill, not rushing through anything. So there are long pauses, and I cut those down for the sake of just the episode flow here. But just know that in reality, I'm not sure how long this episode is going to be, but in reality, my session with Brittany was 2 hours. So there are long pauses, and I cut those out. I didn't really cut much else out. Except for the very beginning of our session, we did what was called a beanbag release. That's what Bella Lively calls just kind of like the emotional pain body. Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body. And it's just these places of blockage, these emotional blockages that come up. And when I very first went into my inner voice, there was a beanbag of fear. So Brittany helped me release that first thing. And I cut that out just because, you know, without the context, that was a weird place to start the episode. So that was the beginning. And you'll hear where I start the episode is kind of when my inner voice first starts to dialogue and speak up. So feel free to just listen. This is a chill one, so maybe like in the background, I don't know if it's gonna feel like anything, you know, mind-blowing, but to me, when I listen to channeled content, it just kind of brings me into this space of peace. So I'm hoping that might be the case for you listening to this. And at the end, I'm just gonna have the episode end after my inner voice stops speaking. So you will hear my inner voice tell me that it loves me, and you'll hear my three little bells, which you'll also hear after this intro, and you'll know that the episode is over. So yeah, I just wanted to just intro that, let you know what's up with this a little bit, as much context as I can. If this is interesting to you, please let me know. I would love feedback. Like I said, this is like a little bit of a vulnerable share because this is just one of my private sessions that I'm doing in my own healing journey. So let me know if it resonates, if you would like more of this type of content, or if it doesn't really jive. And either way, it's totally cool. But yeah, that's it. Be sure to rate this podcast, follow me on Instagram, all the good things, and I'll catch you in the next one. Enjoy the episode.
So to start by breathing, I'll take a few deep exhales along with you. And whenever your inner voice is ready, just give the mic right over to it and we'll hear what it has to say.
She worries so much, this mind of yours. Always, always worrying about everything. So exhausting. Chasing the worry, finding it everywhere you can.
Are you worried in her voice?
Of course not. We know that. She knows that.
Yeah. So that's, if she knows
what's that, so frustrating.
Yeah, I know. So if she knows that in her voice, how can she worry less?
She doesn't need to try to worry less. She needs to stop trying to worry. It's more of a releasing into what exists, into the ease of everything, instead of looking for places to concern, to find more fear where there really isn't any.
Yeah. Just relax into what is.
Yeah. It's not a hard life. There isn't anything that scary there.
Are you sure? The mind of Maya, I think there's a lot of things that are scary.
She does. She does think that there are many things that are scary. And that's what makes her try. That's what makes her keep moving forward. She thinks it is. She thinks that's what helps move forward. But really, it's what she's been taught, that in order to move forward, there needs to be worry, but it's going to stem from a place of inspiration no matter what. You can't stop it. It's a river and it flows no matter what. The worry is just the rocks, and she thinks that the rocks is what makes the river flow, but it isn't. The water will flow around the rocks no matter how hard she tries to interrupt things or look for worry. The water is going to flow no matter what. And if the worry goes away, the water flows even quicker.
Does the worry hold her back?
It's worrying about worrying that holds her back.
So she worries, and then she knows she's not supposed to worry. So then she worries about the worry.
Yes. She knows better.
Yes. Is the inner she voice knows better. Is there a beanbag around worry that we can release right now?
There is.
Good. Okay, go into the body. Where do you feel that worry?
In the solar plexus.
Okay, good. What size is it?
It is the size of a tennis ball.
Okay, tennis ball. Good. Go into it. Breathe into that worry tennis ball in the solar plexus. You can breathe, shake, move, cry, however it needs to be fully felt. Let your body fully embrace all of that worry. You can feel it all right here, so you don't have to feel it anymore after this. Good. It's all safe. It's all ready to be released. We have plenty of time.
It also shakes and holds the hips, this beanbag.
Yeah, good. Let it go. Shake it out all the way down through the hips. You can stand up, move around, roll around on the ground if you need to. Good. Keep going for it. Let it be felt fully. It's all safe and ready. Good. How's it feeling now?
Better. Maybe not all the way gone, but better.
Okay. What size is it now?
Maybe the size of a marble.
Okay, good. Keep going for it. Let's get it all out. Why not? That's what we're here for. You don't need to feel this worry anymore. Breathe into that marble of worry in the solar plexus. Go for it. Shake it into the hips. If it goes down into the hips, wherever it goes, follow it.
Now I think it's gone.
Okay. Beautiful. Good. Just breathe down into your inner voice. Inner voice, when Maya feels herself start to worry, and then she's worried about this worry, how can she let go of that worry feeling?
She has a lot of practices that really help. And when she uses them, she knows how helpful they are and how much better she feels. It's always the future. Future is always the place where the worry is. It never is right here, right now. Mm. The practices she uses are here and right now. So they work for almost that exact reason. Doesn't matter what she's doing. She's just practicing being present. And when she worries, she allows her dreaming of the future to become fear instead. It always starts as a dream, and then she lets it become something scary, something that could fail. So redirecting, coming back.
The dream isn't even real.
None of it's really real.
Yeah. Could she dream of good things in the future?
Yes, she does. She's good at that, actually.
But then she's also good at worry.
Imagination goes both directions, yes.
Inner voice, if you were in charge, there was no mind, if it was just you and the body, what would you do instead of worry?
Relax. Feel the sun on her face. Breathe more.
Will all of those things help her bring her back into the present?
Yes. Yes. It's always the in between times that are the biggest struggle, the times when the mind creates expectations of what she should be doing. And if every time she got the feeling she should be doing something instead of just being inspired to do something, if she just laid down and breathed or went outside, that would very much help.
So she can do those things instead of taking action?
Yes.
And that would be more productive?
Yes, she learned a lot from Jess. Doesn't have to be so action oriented, and she does trust that. But yeah. It's hard sometimes, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Jess seems like she's pretty good at feeling the sun on her face and just laying down when she wants to.
Yes, yes. She is an inspiration in that way. And also the mind can turn it into a jealousy sometimes.
Mm. Is there a beanbag around jealousy we can release?
Good question.
Yeah. Let's go in the body. Let's see where we feel that. Where in the body does that live?
Mm. It lies behind the eyes.
Mm. Okay, good. Behind the eyes, how big is it? What shape?
It is like a pair of sunglasses on the other side of the eyeballs.
Okay, good. Go into it. Feel those jealousy sunglasses on the inside of the eyes. Breathe into it. Yeah, move if you want to move, cry, shake, scream. Go all the way in, allow it to be fully felt. All of that jealousy. Jess can lay in the sun with the sun on her face. Why can't I? Feel it.
The jealousy is a fear. Mm. All beanbags are fears, I guess.
Yeah. Where is that fear stemming from?
The fear is that there is no room and that the things that fill up the mind and ego and soul of Maya are not unique enough. That there is already so much space being taken up in the world by so many people who do things so well and so beautifully that there isn't anything left over. There isn't any room, and it can feel exhausting to try to make room.
Inner voice, is there room for Maya in this world?
Yes.
Is there room for all of her gifts and everything that she wants to do?
Yes.
Even if there's 100,000 other people doing the same thing?
Yes, that's why she's here. That's why they're all here, to do the same thing.
But there's so many of them.
Yes, they are in great need.
It's not oversaturated?
No. It's transforming. It's so beautiful that there are so many people, and the jealousy is ingrained that there needs to be competition, but there does not need to be that. She sees people around her as in direct conflict to what she has to offer because they are too similar to her. But really, it is time to build community. It's time to create groups, containers of healers and helpers, not individuals forcing their way in, but a way of healing in community. That's what's most important right now.
Could she even partner up with those people that are similar to her?
Yes.
And there would still be plenty of clients for her and these other people?
Yes, there is great need, and everyone has different gifts, even when they look the same.
So even if Maya thinks that someone does exactly the same thing as her, there's still room?
Yeah. Yes. People will resonate differently. That's how this works.
Even if that person is right next to her, talking to all the same people that she feels like Maya's speaking to?
Turn and give that person a hug, for they are doing beautiful work.
She can give her a hug and not feel jealous?
Yes, please. Jealousy is exhausting. Yeah.
That other person's not going to steal all of her clients?
Let them. If that's where they're at, they can have the clients. There are more.
So even if she has clients who leave and go to her perceived competition, there's still more?
Yes. And sometimes a lull is okay.
Yeah. Why is a lull okay?
Everything in the universe needs rest.
But we're taught in business to just expand every year.
Again, she learned much from Jess. She learned that you can expand and rest at the same time.
What about making money? Don't we always have to be making money?
Oh, she's been struggling with that question a lot.
Does she need to effort or try hard in the area of abundance or money?
No, but it's hard to visualize how else it can come to be for the mind.
Yeah. Are you ever worried about money in her voice?
No, money is silly.
Why is it silly?
It's just monopoly money.
It's not real?
It's not real.
What about buying groceries? No better.
Groceries are good. Feeding the vessel is good. And that's never a concern.
So she'll always have enough money?
She is well supported, yes.
Yeah. What about when she has a lull?
It is a time to reevaluate and decide what to prioritize, where to pivot, how to change and soften. But it is not a time of scarcity.
What's the best thing for her to do during a lull?
Take baths.
Take baths, not go out and market and get more clients?
No. She is aware of what really nourishes her. And even when those things are few and far between, that nourishment lasts for as long as it needs to.
Do you want her to nourish herself more in her voice?
Yes, always. That's the entire game.
Just nourishment?
Just nourishment and love.
Is that more productive than marketing and doing social media and People to come work with her?
Yes, that is counterproductive more times than not.
Wow. That's a pretty profound statement in her voice.
I don't know if she will take my advice, but she's been hearing that for a while. And how do you trust if you're not putting yourself out there? I understand, but if you can focus internal, everything will be drawn to you.
How will clients find her if she's not putting herself out there all the time?
She will meet them. They will tell each other. She has a small network, but they love her. There's always a way of ease. There's always support.
Does it ever need to be hard?
Sometimes it's fun when things are hard, because then you know what beauty it is when it's easy. But no, there's never a need.
Yeah. So it's okay if it's hard sometimes.
Yes, it's okay if it's hard sometimes.
But it won't
No, contrast is important, and we don't have to attach to the contrast as our only motivation.
Yeah. Does Maya get attached to the contrast a lot?
Yes, she perceives it as her way of staying on top of herself and being productive.
So she feels the contrast as being productive?
Otherwise, she would be lazy or not doing enough. She was too comfortable.
Yeah. Do you think Maya is lazy?
No. She is softer than many people, but that is not laziness.
Does Maya worry about other people thinking she's lazy?
No, she wants to be an expander to prove that laziness, or what she perceives as that, which is really rest, is important. So she promotes it, this rest time. And that's beautiful. She has some fears of it falling too far, but that's not the reality.
Can she ever rest too much?
She can move her body sometimes more, but she cannot rest too much.
Okay. What kind of ways do you want her to move her body more?
Walks. Breathing. Dancing.
I think all the inner voices love dancing.
Dancing is so fun.
It is. What can she do when she worries about how much she's resting?
Rest more. The worry takes her out of the rest. So rest through it. Breathe. Always breathing.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's not really resting if she's worrying about it.
Yes.
Will you, in her voice, will you always let her know when it's time to take action?
Oh, yes. Inspiration is one of my most fun games I play.
How will you let her know when it's time?
Feelings of love and joy and ease.
So when she feels those feelings, that's how she knows it's time to take action?
Yes, always follow those.
And when she's feeling worried or jealous or fearful? What does that mean?
Go the other way. Run the other way. Breathe in the other direction.
Yeah.
Stay off Instagram.
Yeah. So no Instagram when we're feeling worried.
No. No external anything.
Does the external stuff, will that ever help the worry?
No, it never does. Unless it is something that is love and inspiration and joy. But that can be found so much easier inside. And through connections with other people.
And her voice says, Maya need to try hard or effort a lot in the category of her career outside of money. What to do in her career.
She spends so much time thinking about this and trying to brainstorm what people want and need. And her great frustration is knowing she has gifts to offer, but feeling that they are not being received or seen.
Are her gifts being received?
Yes. People do not always validate externally, but they can feel it inside of themselves. She knows she has much for the world. She wants to be the best vessel that she can be. And so much of that is finding the ease within herself first and then rippling it out onto others.
Yeah. What can she do when she's feeling that frustration of wanting to share her gifts, but she feels like it's not being received?
Give herself her gifts.
Does she do that a lot?
Maybe not as much as she could.
Yeah.
She is a great teacher and not always the best student of her own lessons. Yes, we don't want to be a hypocritical leader.
Sharing
those things through places of competition and external, like the internet, is not the place to do it. That is the place she knows, but it's not how you share.
How would you share in her voice?
Move through the world and share as you go with smiles and kindness and exploration in real life.
She doesn't have to post all of those explorations on Instagram.
No, please stop.
Doesn't help spread her message and get it out to the world?
It can, but it's not worth the toll. There is a much easier path.
Yeah. Will posting all of those things on Instagram, will that ever be productive for her? Or just not right now?
Not now. But maybe not never.
If she starts to become a better student of herself, will that help her to spread her gift more?
Yes. She can focus more internally and less externally, and therefore have less fear, and therefore move out into the world in a more real way instead of staying at home, overwhelmed, afraid.
Does she avoid going outside when she's feeling all of that overwhelm?
Yes. She does not go outside nearly enough. It's cold here right now. She uses that as a great excuse, but every sunny day there is no excuse to not go outside.
Even when it's cold outside?
Cold is kind of fun.
Inner voice, if you were in charge, how often would you go outside?
Oh, I would live outside.
Do you live in a tent?
Yeah, maybe with a bathtub. For coziness and warmth, but otherwise outside as much as possible. Maybe that isn't realistic. We must meet in the middle in this experience together, but every day outside at least.
Yeah. Even when it's cold.
Even when it's cold, it does not have to be for long, but living inside is like living inside her brain, not experiencing the world. It is comfortable, but it is not expansive.
Does inside keep her stuck in her mind?
Yes. It is just bopping from one thing to the other and never really growing or seeing.
The outside is where she can connect more to you.
Yes, she can feel me when we're out there.
And that will help ease the worry and the fear and the doubt.
Yes, it's much easier to breathe outside. It's much easier to see how much bigger the world is and how much or frivolous so many little things are.
Is Instagram frivolous?
Oh, yes. I'm not a fan.
Does Maya's mind agree with that?
Yes, she also does not have a taste for it, but again, struggles with feeling that that is where people are being successful. It is a place of comparison and perceived failure, but she doesn't see the other options out there.
What are the other options?
Meeting people, building community, finding friends, being silent.
Yeah. Are there people out there with the same gifts as Maya who are successful and not on Instagram?
Yes, many. She just does not get to see every piece of their life every day.
Yeah, because they're not on Instagram. How would she find them?
Is it even real? Yes. Yes, there are many, and she wants to one day be one of them, but it is perceived that there has to be a certain amount of success in order to get to that end goal, but really just being there right now will bring about the success.
She can go outside more, find those people, and not have to worry about Instagram?
Yes. Stop worrying about what lives in the internet and focus on living on this earth.
In her voice, did you come here just to build a big Instagram following?
Yes. No, of course not. Instagram is the death of me.
Oh, wow.
It is the separation. It is the illusion. And it does me no good. And it does her no good.
Why did you come here, inner voice?
For fun.
Not for worry?
No, not for worry. For helping. And with helping comes some worry. But the helping is supposed to be fun.
The worry doesn't make it fun.
Doesn't make it fun. Other people worry, and sometimes that worry gets passed on. It ripples into the body of Maya, but she knows how to release that. And if she can release it, she can move back into a place where it is fun again.
Yeah. Can she release it just the instant she feels it?
Yes.
Doesn't have to let it fester for a while, build up, and then be released?
No, she can protect and guard and cleanse and release so easily.
What's the best way for her to do that?
Breathe. And intend for it to roll off her shoulders, to not sink in. For it is not hers. She does not need to hold it.
Yeah. Does she hold on to a lot of other people's worry?
She has. She works on that, and not so much anymore, but she does find validation in relating to other people's worry. And in order to relate, you must also feel. So she feels it in order to feel like she's relating. And sometimes that gets confused in the body. Sometimes the body thinks it is its own, when in reality, it is something that is meant to be a mirror, not held on to permanently.
Is there anything else you want Maya to know about this topic of worry?
It's so much easier than it seems to just be at ease. The mind, its job is to be at worry, and my job is to be at ease, so you know who I'm rooting for.
Yeah. How can she let go of her mind's worry more?
She knows that meditation would be good for her. She knows this. Yeah. We talk about it all the time, and yet the mind has put up many guards around that space. But meditation is a beautiful tool, a beautiful answer always. Meditation is just the dropping in that she needs.
What guards has the mind put up?
All of the distractions of the external world, all of the thoughts, the overstimulation, the worries and fears and to-do lists. Mm-hmm. They get in the way. Yes.
Is that blocking her from doing her meditation?
She is allowing it to be an excuse to not do the meditation.
Is there anything that we can release there to help bring some of those guards down?
No. She knows the process and the steps. She is aware, does not need to release, but simply needs to show up.
What needs to show up?
She just needs to sit. She just needs to sit and breathe just like this. This is so easy. And she's thought that this process would be so hard, and it isn't. It is so much easier than she perceived it would be. And she can do this all the time. How nice would that be? How joyous and fun. Exactly. See, here we are. We're doing it. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Did she think it was hard to connect with you in her voice?
Oh, the hardest thing. She thinks it's so far away and it's so close.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything she can do to make it easier?
She can work with more people to guide her. She has become an island who is working on trying to help others, but is not receiving it from other people. She tries to heal in isolation, but these processes are very helpful to reflect and be guided. Even though she thinks she is an expert, she is not.
Yeah. The minds think they're experts at lots of things.
Yes, it is funny. It's like toddlers wandering around trying to be the adults, and it's cute, but there is much work to be done still.
Are all the minds, we're all toddlers and the inner voices are the adults?
Yes, maybe. And ironically, the inner voice adults are having more fun.
Yeah, the toddlers have lost their way.
Yes, toddlers in business suits. It's odd to see.
Business suits. So maybe she can find some of those people that she thinks are her competition, but actually those would be good for her to work with them.
Oh, yes. She has resistance around that, but yes, that would be beautiful. Why not?
Yeah. Can we feel into some of that resistance? Can we release it?
Yes, please.
Yes, good. Okay, go into the body. Where do you feel that resistance?
In the heart.
In the heart, good. What emotion is tied to it?
It is a resistance, a bitterness.
Bitterness. Good. What size, what shape is it?
It is like a small icicle going through the chest.
Okay, good. Good. Go into it. Feel that icicle of bitterness, this resistance. Yeah, breathe into it. Fully feel it. Let it come up. It's safe to come up, to be felt, to be released. It's so ready. Feel it fully here so that you'll be so much more clear on the other side. Take your time with it. Let all that bitterness come up. Resistance. Working with other people in the same field, doing the same things that you do. Good. Keep breathing. Good. Keep going.
It has melted.
Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to ask the question again and See how it feels. Inner voice, can Maya work with those people that do all the same things that she does to help with her own healing?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
How does it is feel? Not, it's not a failure to still be healing and to not be perfect. And working with other people does not always have to be in pursuit of stealing their gifts.
Mm-hmm. Are there gurus out there that are not fully healed?
Only the good ones.
Are there people and gurus out there that are helping other people and they're still not fully healed themselves?
Yes, they are the best ones. They have humility.
Does Maya need to be fully healed before she can help other people?
No. There is a difference between being in the muck and spewing too much versus having an inner journey that is private and also helping people through theirs.
Inner voice is Jess, who Maya looks up to so much. Is she fully healed?
No. And that's why we love Jess. She may be a mess, but that's beautiful.
Yeah. Can Maya also be a beautiful mess who helps people?
Yes, of course. That's the fun. We didn't come here to be perfect, or we never would have come in the first place.
You're not here just to be perfect.
No.
Why not?
Because in reality, we are perfect and everything is perfect. But forgetting that momentarily is so much more enjoyable at the other end. When we have an unripe fruit, the ripe fruit tastes so much sweeter.
Wouldn't it be better if everything was just perfectly ripe all the time?
It gets boring.
Yes.
Yes.
So if Maya was perfectly healed and did everything right and all the people came and listened to her all the time, would that get boring?
Yes. And then we call that ascension. There's no need for her anymore. And she's not ready for that yet.
Yeah. So it's okay that sometimes she feels like she puts her message out there and no one listens.
People are always listening, even if it is not with their ears. Yes, it's okay.
Yeah. She's not failing as a healer.
She is not failing. She's doing beautiful work, and her healing is the healing. Her healing herself is the process. She could sit fully alone and heal, and it would still be just as useful, but that is not what her soul came here to do either.
What did her soul come here to do?
To express and to model and to notice, to show a path of healing and a path of humility and of joy and of sorrow and of the full human experience simply by existing and by allowing others to learn and come into the frequency that they resonate with in her.
Not just to post on Instagram?
No, because she does not post on Instagram from a place of high frequency. She does many things out of needing to do it, even when the inspiration comes from a high vibrational space, she turns it into force when she puts it out into the world. And it would be so much easier if she would just simply not put it out, or only put it out when she was feeling ready to, sort of like Jess and her selfies.
Yeah. So it's okay if she posts things on Instagram, but only when she's feeling good and inspired about it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And that might not happen. And that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay for her just to feel the inspiration and feel the downloads that she receives and not put them out on the internet?
Yes. She thinks that every piece of information and every lesson needs to be monetized. And that is so far from the point, but it is the world she's witnessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would happen if she took those lessons and those downloads and just kept them for herself?
Many sparks would turn into flames instead of being put out immediately.
Mm. So by trying to monetize all of these inspirations that she receives, that dulls them down?
Yes, it does. It makes them less sacred and turns them into something that she feels rejected around instead of empowered by.
Mm. Yeah, that seems like the opposite of an inspiration.
It is.
Yeah.
Things take much longer to percolate and gestate than she allows for.
Yeah. If she allows them to percolate and gestate for longer within herself, will they be ready to be shared one day?
Yes, in some form, but perhaps not the form which they originally sprung into motion through. That's the purpose of inspiration, is it is a beginning point. It does not have to also be the end point.
Mm-hmm. So she can take these downloads, she can receive them and just hold them and trust that if and when they're ready to be shared, they will be?
Yes. Even if one day the only person she shares that with is a child, that is still so worth it.
Yeah. Sharing these lessons and these downloads with a child, is that so much better than sharing them on the internet?
Yes. The internet is not a beating heart, but a child always is.
Yeah.
It's so much simpler than she tries to make it out to be, and she still needs to pay rent. She tells me this, I know.
In her voice, if she takes these inspirations and these downloads and she sits with them and she does not immediately monetize them, will her rent still be paid?
Yes, her rent will be paid. She will be okay. She will be provided for, and people will be drawn to her more than ever before.
Yeah. Even if she takes all these downloads and inspirations and the only person she ever shares them with is a child, her rent will still be paid?
Yes. She asks many questions in her mind about how this is so, but it's no worries.
Does she need to know how?
No. She tells people to trust in the miracles of the universe, and yet here she is not trusting.
Is there a block there that we can release?
Mm-hmm. There is a block. There is a block, but it is tied to many things. It's hard to hold on to one piece.
Is it ready to be released right now?
Maybe not yet.
Okay. Will you let her know when it is ready to be released?
Yes, it will probably be the time when it is most needed.
How will you let her know that it's ready?
She will feel both fear and trust. She's felt this before. She knows this feeling. She is familiar.
Okay. So when she feels that those simultaneous feelings again, then she knows she can go in and release this beanbag.
Yes. That is the most potent time to release, is when it is most active, both in the mind and in the inner being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then she can release that and not have to worry about how her rent's going to be paid.
Yeah. She will find something else to worry about, and we will continue this process forever because I love her so much.
Mm-hmm. Are you always here for her?
Yes, always. This life and more.
Are you always ready to help her work through the worry and the fear?
Yes, that's why I am here. We do not drop these egos all alone on this planet. It would be chaos.
Is she ever alone?
Never, ever, ever, ever. No.
Are you ever going to allow her to be homeless on the streets?
No, but we might go camping more.
Yeah, if you want to live outside, maybe you would like being homeless. I don't know.
Securities and comforts are also very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose if you're homeless, you wouldn't have a bathtub. So,
no, that takes precedence.
Yeah. You'll never let her be without a bathtub in her voice.
No, she will always have access to a bathtub or to comforts.
Yeah. In her voice, does Maya have to effort or try hard in eating or exercise in order to have a naturally healthy body?
No. She is exploring the energetics of what she consumes. But her physical body is always taken care of. Her physical body is lean and beautiful, and it always has been and always will be. She has not so much fear around this, but there is sometimes fear around appropriate foods for cellular and energetic consumption.
Is that something that her mind is struggling with?
Her mind is playing with it. Her mind is having fun exploring how different nourishments interact with her energetic body. And there is truth to this, but she does not need to worry too much about if she's doing it right or wrong, but rather let it be something that is play, because her body is healthy and it can take whatever types of experiments she needs without her having to worry too much.
Yeah. Does it really matter to you in her voice what she eats?
No, I am the same no matter what.
Is there anything you want her to eat more of?
Fresh figs are good. And dark grapes. Fruits are many of my favorite things.
Yeah.
This is a place she has had ease in for her life, and she's very grateful for that. She knows knows that in a female body, it's not easy to have ease in what you consume or how you look, but she is working in this life well with peace around these pieces.
Yeah.
She has only fear around her appearance of her skin. She worries about this as a reflection of ill health, but in reality, it is a reflection of her mind's harshness towards herself. And if she became less harsh, her skin would love her back.
So her mind controls the health of her skin?
Yes, her mind controls the health of her whole being.
Mm-hmm. Not what she eats.
No, food is here to be enjoyed and yes, to nourish, but she is at no risk of being undernourished or not provided for in this way. She just needs to work on her mental nourishment.
So it doesn't matter what skincare products she uses.
Only ones that smell good, that make her feel nice.
What can she do to help her mind be at ease for her skin?
Spend more time in silence, more time in front of the mirror with a smile, more time in the sun. Drink more water. Feel more at ease and stop comparing. This is the answer to most of her issues, is the comparison. When she looks at a pretty person, she tells herself she is not that, and her mind manifests it on her face.
Where does she see those people?
Our favorite place, on Instagram.
That's what I felt.
We do not like this place for so many reasons. Yes, the internet at large. And when she sees a person in real life, she can feel who they are. She sees the beauty in them, and there is so much less comparison than just a flat figure in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
Very different the way she perceives and judges.
Is it healthier for her skin to see beautiful people in real life?
Yes, for many reasons.
Mm-hmm. Does she ever need to feel jealous of these beautiful people that she sees?
No, she is one of them.
Yeah. And her skin can be just as glowy as theirs.
She doesn't believe it, but yes, that is her natural state of ease. It has just never found its manifestation in this life yet because she has been struggling through this, but it is there.
Yeah. What can she do to bring it forward?
Speak kindly to herself and to others. Compliment herself and others. Stop paying attention to anything that makes her feel unworthy in any way.
So all of that will help her skin.
Yes, and maybe eating more oranges.
So she can compliment herself, look in the mirror and smile. That matters more than an oil treatment or washing her face before bed, or any of that.
She can continue doing those things. She has good practices. She can back off of them a bit, though. They are not the be-all end-all of, if you do this, your face will be beautiful. That is not how this works.
Yeah.
Yes, releasing that is okay, but maintaining health is still important.
Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of exercise or moving her body that you want her to do more of in her voice?
Movement in any way is good. She is doing well in these last couple of days with movement, but continuing consistency, being outside, even if there's not movement involved, the body is still being activated in the sun.
Yeah.
And ensuring that her body does not become stiff or immobile for too long, making sure that there is some kind of joyous movement occurring. It can look however she likes, though. We don't need abs.
You don't need abs in her voice.
No, we don't need abs. We need to be able to sit up and to hold ourselves upright when we stand and walk. And beyond that, that is mostly our concern.
You don't need to see your abs?
No, because then it is just something motivated out of comparison. Her natural body is easeful and beautiful as long as she is using it in easeful and beautiful ways.
Mm. Even in the summer when she goes to the beach or to the pool and she's wearing a bathing suit, you don't care if she can see her abs?
No abs. Let the belly be the belly in whatever form it takes, and the butt jiggle, and it's all so fun.
So movement as long as it's fun.
As long as it's fun, yes. And she has a good intuition about what would be fun, but she doesn't always do it. She knows what she could do, though. So the invitation is simply to take the action.
Mm. Yeah, take the action outside, get out of the mind, out of the worry.
Yes, even just a walk every day would be so nice.
Mm.
Even in the cold, even in the snow, it's still just as fun as a walk in the summertime, just a little bit different.
Yeah.
Mm.
In her voice, does Maya need to effort or try hard in relationships in her life?
No. She has a beautiful relationship that she can make stories up about, but this is a deep one, and she is strapped in for the long haul.
Is her mind okay with that?
Most of the time. Yes. This is a relationship that will lead to growth in how much she can hurt and how much she can love. And that was why it was given to her. And they agreed. He is going to feel the same things, and it is not always going to be easy. But they are both excited in their core for the journey. I am excited for this journey, even when it doesn't feel the most easeful to the mind. It's okay.
Is there anything that she can do to make it more easeful?
Observe. Release attachment.
What does her mind get attached to?
Outcomes and fixing and expectations. And these will be disappointed. We will be disappointed. And that is the journey. It is the teaching lesson that she is here for in this relationship, is here to help her learn how to be sovereign and in communion with another in a deep way. She is learning how to hold herself steady, how to be her own pillar of light, standing next to another pillar of light instead of constantly intertwined and intermingled and confused.
They can both be their own pillars of light.
Yes, it is just an observing of one another. They are mirrors in the deepest of ways, and a mirror can be your friend or foe, depending on how you look into it.
Is this relationship in this mirror a friend to her right now?
Yes, it is a deep friend. It is a friend that she watches carefully and cautiously, that she protects some part of her from. But this is the balance that she's learning, is how to be simultaneously open and protected at the same time in this friendship, in this love.
Yeah. Is there anything she can do to be more open to it?
She can be more open by being more stationary in herself, more secure, more upright. Then she will be open in a different way, in a way that is not so tender, but that is more receptive and accepting.
How can she be more secure in herself?
All the practices we have spoken about, meditation, meeting others, going for walks. These are things that we envision her doing on her own and not with him. And that's okay.
Yeah. So these things are going to help her in her career and abundance and her relationships?
Yes. They are very simple and very helpful all over.
Yeah. That feels like it's too easy in her voice.
You know it is supposed to be easy. Yeah. She knows that it can be easy. And so I hope that when she feels like something needs to be harder than it is, she takes that invitation to go for a walk. She doesn't have to listen to an audiobook or a podcast. It does not need to be a productive walk. Maybe even a silent walk is a better use of her time than trying to ingest more information.
So whenever this worry comes up, whether it's around career, abundance, or relationships, silent walks in nature.
Yes. Gosh. Oh, the greatest teacher. I am simple in my requests.
Is that where she can connect to you more in her voice?
Yes, it is really the best place.
Yeah. Does she need to effort or try hard in order to give or receive love from people in her life?
No, she is abundantly loved and she can give so much love. This is a place that she feels comfortable. She has done much work here and these channels flow.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yes, it is beautiful.
Is there anything else in her voice that you want her to know on the topic of relationships?
Do not try to predict the future, because there is going to be things around every corner that you want to know and don't want to know. But worrying about what they are would take you out of this moment, and then you would lose the beauty that you're in. There's always love. It never stops flowing. Always, always. In every state, with every being, there's always love.
Inner voice, are you worried at all about the planet?
We love the planet, don't we? No, never worried about the planet. The planet! She does a good job of destruction and regrowth, always. And we are great at destruction. Those two things may not mingle, but she will always be okay. But there are always ways to love her more and deeper that can be navigated through, and also sending her prayer and appreciation is fundamental every day. Give her thanks.
So you're not worried about the planet getting warmer?
No. The planet will ebb and flow. She has been cold and she has been warm. She is a cyclical being. She is an essence and a spirit that can live in this earth form or another for as long as she chooses or as little as she wants. She is intelligent. And she gets to choose her life just like we all do. She has chosen to be our mother at this point in time. And she is being a beautiful mother. She is letting us destroy her and letting us love her in our own unique ways. And she is continuing to show up for us. And she'll do so until she decides she wants to stop. And if that happens, we will be long gone. And if we are still here for some reason, we will choose to leave with her because we love her so much.
Is she ever really destroyed?
No, nothing is ever really destroyed.
Yeah. So all the humans that are worried so much about recycling and cow farts and whatever else they say. Are you worried about those things in her voice?
No, I think that they are pieces of compassion that humans need to tap into. They are pieces of contrast that are showing humans how much they really do care for this planet. And that is good in its own way. There are a select few who do not care and who will not support her. And they are the contrasts that help other people to reach deeper within their hearts and love the earth even further.
Yeah. And is it okay if we drive our cars and use gasoline and take a private jet if we want to?
It is all okay if it brings joy, because there will be balance in what brings you joy. There will be balance in planting trees and tending to the earth and cleaning the streams. We will balance naturally as long as we are following our joy and our ease and our love.
In her voice, is Maya blocking any of her manifestations?
Her worries block her manifestations. Yes. And her fears of unworthiness and showing up into the world in a space that is not aligned with her highest self all block her manifestations.
So when she's putting those posts out on Instagram that don't come from a higher place, are those blocking?
Yes. Yes, they are. Even if the message and the words are right, the energy that flows through them is not calling her manifestations in. They're calling her fears in.
Yeah. How can she shift?
She can tend to the places that she can reach out in aligned ways. She can become more aligned in her podcast and her meditations and her client sessions, and she can release her need to be accepted by a broad audience, because that does not bring in the people who are meant to work with her. She will only reach more people who are not meant to work with her. So being slow and small and aligned is the path forward for the most change and the most peace.
So it's okay if she has a small audience.
Yeah. A small audience will always resonate more with her than a big audience.
Even if she looks and sees another person with a similar podcast who has a giant audience?
Yes, she struggles with why that is. Why is she not that person? Why is that not for her? And if she were to grow in this way, she would lean into overwhelm. She would not find her center as easily, because the pressures would overwhelm her, and she is not right now able to navigate and steady herself with too much reach. She needs to protect her energy, and she needs to stay strong and small in her reach in order to benefit people in the way that she truly wants to.
Wow. So if she had a bigger audience, it wouldn't be better for her?
No, she would be watered down and stressed out.
Isn't she stressed out now in her voice?
She has moments, but if she follows my advice, she would not be, and it would be beautiful. It is okay to not be stressed. Stress is not what brings success.
Yeah. So she can have a small audience and be okay with it and not be stressed?
Yes, she can have a small audience who trusts her and who she can trust and who she can be vulnerable with as she's on her healing journey. That is her mission right now. It is to be a bespoke healer.
And her rent will still get paid with a small audience?
They will support her much more than a big audience would. Even if she does not get revenue from advertisements, this is not where people really want to pay her. People want to support the work she's doing when she is in alignment, because they can see her light.
The more aligned she is, the more money she can bring in.
Yes, always.
And it doesn't matter if that's coming from podcast advertisements?
No, does not matter where it comes from, but it will come from her gift of reaching one person at a time. Yes, she is a deep healer. She is called to heal from one heart to another heart, and not to the masses.
So she's more effective one-on-one?
Yes, she can navigate in small groups, but she still looks one person in the eye at a time.
She doesn't have to be speaking to a stadium full of people to be effective?
No. There are people here for that, and they do a beautiful job. She does not need to try to be them. They are doing a great job already. She can do what she wants to do, and there is space, I promise.
Yeah. Beautiful. Okay. In reverse, we're going to do one last little exercise here. You've basically mm-hmm. already been doing this, but we're going to work on going one level deeper. So instead of having thoughts and things come up and filter through the mind, we're just going to go straight from inner voice where you feel it in your body, straight out of your mouth. Again, we're recording this session. So this is whatever your inner voice wants you to hear later on in this recording. We can put your mind over on a shelf. It doesn't even have to be present for this. Just straight inner voice. The microphone is yours. Whatever last final thoughts that you want Maya to hear when she listens back to this again.
Oh, she's on the right path. And this path is not one that is easy. It's not one that is glamorous. It's not one that is going to look exactly how she thinks it's going to look. There will be many twists and turns along the way, but she is at her core connected to who she wants to be. She's exploring how to heal and how to reach different realms of this reality. And that is the fun. She is a soul who came here to explore these little pieces, the nuances and the explorations that most people never really get to see. She is looking behind the curtain of reality. And that is something that is so fun and also not always easy. If it were easy, more people would be doing it. But that is why it's so beautiful. So as she navigates along this journey, she has made this her life path, and it is going to bring her to places she never imagined, as it already has. It's just about continuing to trust, continuing to flow, and know that this is the place where you are most supported. It is the place of jumping and trusting and fearing, but moving forward anyway. And you have guides, you have support, you have so much around you protecting you. You don't need more certifications. You don't need more reasons to be good enough. You simply need to continue flowing because you're on this path and now it cannot be stopped. You're here. You're doing it. We're with you the entire way, and everybody is going to benefit. The entire world benefits when one person feels one moment of joy. So just trust that it is for the benefit of all, and it is going to heal, and it is going to expand, and you are here doing exactly what you need to do. No fear, no thoughts. But do not forget that this is an easy path. It does not need to be a hard path. It will be scary at times. It will have its moments, but things can be scary. There can be fear and there can be ease at the same time. So just trust, just move forward one step at a time. You are a beautiful being and you're doing a great job. You're always supported in ways that you can see and ways that you can't. That is true forever in every moment with every being. It's always okay. There's always time. There's always enough. There's always love for everyone. Just keep moving forward. And I love you so much.